Next agenda item here is a public hearing here on the Pocomoke public grounds here that you were asked to go out and take a look at.
Okay. Last commission meeting, some of the Wardman and Saxis asked us to consider opening again areas Public Ground 9 and Public Ground 10, which are way up the sound for a season, and we advertise a two-week season in each area, so we're covered on the advertisement. But to give you the lay of the land, this is the rotation areas are down here. This year, Area 1's opening. Last year, Area 2 opened. These areas that we're talking about are way up here. This is Public Ground number 10. This is Public Ground number 9. They are above the Tangier Management Area, so they are a hand scrape area instead of a dredge area. The dredge areas are the deep water areas down here. If you recall, and some of the issues is Area 1 is going to open this year, and stocks are very, very low in Area 1. It'll probably be the most dramatic change from last year of the areas that they go into. And last year we had an excellent area season in Area 2. And what was in Area 2 last year was all big oysters, because we had to have a set for a couple of years. And so now that they're gone, there's very little there. And so we didn't want to just jump in and say opening 9 and 10 would be a good idea until we went up and we looked in Area 2, because Area 2, we put a lot of commission money this year, state money, into reshelling Area 2 after the seasons that they had. And, you know, we had been seeing some spats at, on our side of the bay, in most places we've been. And so my expectation was that we were going to see a very good setup there, because we had been seeing it other places. But it looked horrible. And we did 10 or 15 grabs up there before we even found a live oyster on new shell. The shell looked just as bright and clean as it had just been planted the day before. And, you know, we just didn't get a set this year. I mean, we won't do the for sure stock assessment until November, because there still could be things setting now, and we could see a late set, but it won't be but so good in Area 2 even if something shows up right now. So we know in these, this is again public area number 9, public area number 10, and I showed this last time. We know that in 2013 when we went here, we had a few stocks in area more in Area 9 than Area 10, but when we looked in what's there right now that we had seen in the winter of 2014 is that the market oysters are much lower now than they were in 2013 when we went there and harvested, especially in 9 and also in 10, not as much, but the fact is no spat is showing up in those areas. So I wanted, and the most discouraging thing is just in 9 and 10 that there's just no culch up there. There's no shell. The oysters that were there were the culch. When we took them out, now we're down to less than 1 liter of shell per meter on these harvest bars, which that's just a little bit more than a coffee cup of shell on a meter. So there's no way you'll ever get but so much recruitment in that situation. The area we decided to go check relatively intensely was there's actually a public ground 12 that is just below 9 and 10 that had a few natural bars on them that we hadn't gone to for either the dredge season or the those two in 2013 when we opened those areas. And we felt like that would give us some idea that a relatively undisturbed area, even though we know that it is poached. We went and checked that area, and it's not much better there. It kind of looks just like Area 9 looked like the year that we went back up there. We have about 5.5 oysters per meter, market oysters. and a little teeny bit of spat, and we have about the amount of cults that we had before we harvested in those areas 9 and 10 in 2013. So the cults there are the live orchards. Once they're gone, they're gone. And so, I mean, if you look back at the map of Tangier Pocomoke, I mean, this is a great big area that we know Area 2 now is extremely depleted because we harvested last year and we didn't have much set. We know Area 1 going into the year is extremely depleted. And so at this point, staff just cannot recommend opening these two areas. I mean, the little teeny bit of broodstock in there may be important next year for getting some recruitment on these shells that we planted. It's just too few oysters for the little teeny bit for a two-week season to go catch several thousand bushels of oysters. They may be much more important to repopulate these bigger areas that that we depend on much more with many more men harvesting them. So.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Jim, so you showed something about the graph on public ground 11. Where was that?
Public ground 11 is right here.
Okay, so there's 9, 10, and 11 up there.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 9, 10. So we went in this area to natural bars that are there that are supposedly not harvested. We know they get poached on a little bit. But.
Okay, and that had more than area 9 or 10?
Has now.
Yeah.
But it also is about where they were, you know, the year we went in there in 13. And it, that's still no point quantity of oysters to repopulate an area. I mean, if I had seen, you know, a lot of oysters there, or if I'd seen spat set in area two, I would have been saying, check both these off, we can have a season up there. But the fact that we didn't find any little pocket of oysters in 12, and we didn't see any spat set in area 2. It's just, you know, it's stepping off the end of a diving board, you know, when you don't know what's going to be at the bottom. So,
as a follow-up, you have an amended recommendation of what we have here, because what we have here was a two-week opening on 9 and 11.
Yeah, I mean, we advertised for a two-week opening. It's just that now after looking, I would recommend that we do not do that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Bill Bayless, Axis. I would like to ask Jim, when did he check Area 9 and 10?
Oh, I don't know the dates. Mr. Wesson.
We checked Area 9 and 10 last December.
Last December? You get your spat set in the summertime. I don't know why he's got how much spat we got up there this year. He was right up there within a half a mile of it Friday, was it, Jim? Why did you not check 9 and 10? Commission asked you to check 9 and 10.
We had already checked 9 and 10, and the most important thing to check was whether we had set in Area 2, and then secondarily, could we find some pockets of large oysters that we couldn't get it all done in one day. We had to prioritize areas that we went to. So there was not – the quantities of oysters that were in 9 and 10 are so low that – there weren't any more going to show up in that area than that we had seen before in December. Even if we got a spat set, that was not going to help us through this year to get back to get some set in the areas that now we see the population so low on.
Well, I know what we left there. We left there 2 years ago. You can look at drone records. Everyone has collared limit every day to the last day. Where them oysters went, I don't know. All the purple out there is private leases. They got plenty of oysters. So where did ours go? I wanted somebody to come out there and go out with us. We'll check it. Jim wanted to go, and anybody that wanted to go. And that's all I asked for. Didn't, I mean, we can't get that. So I just want to know why. Why? I mean, he's convinced on not opening. Bottom, the Area 11 and 12 stuff been worked for 30 years. So leaving it there, if it ain't no better than that, leaving it there didn't do it any good. It's not been open for 30 years. Area 11. Am I right? So what's leaving it there now? That's all I got to say.
Anyone else in the audience?
Fred Litton. I'm also from Sykes. I hate to tell you all that. I'm from Sykes because nobody don't like us no way. We've been fighting that ever since the 1600s, so join the club. I think it's just got something against the Sykes people to start with. That's how I feel. And that area 12 that he said, that's like Bill said, it ain't been working 30 years. Area 9 and 10, you all don't believe by drudging that drudging cleans the shelves up and we get spats by the shelves being cleaned. You don't believe that? But he don't. That's what he said. He don't believe that. We got we got areas down that sign that's got dog stones on them, sea grapes we call them. When they spent all this money for thousands of dollars to go catch a crab pot, when they should have been down there dredging them rocks and cleaning the rocks up and getting in sea grapes so we have more stripe. But no, got to spend all the money on catching these pots. But yet, I just think he's got something to get people. That's all I got to say.
Arnold Evans, Sykes. Dr. Wilson came up in a drudge area to check the bottom. He didn't check 9 and 10. He came up there with a patent tong rig, which is compared to a post hole digger and a backhoe. That's all you get is one little plug. A drudge will scrape it all up and clean the shelves up. The last day of November in 2013, there was a dreadful oyster going back over. In less than 2 hours, we caught 24 bushels and back to the dock. And Jim Wilson says, there's no oysters there now. Did they vanish? And there's a plenty of strike. The crab pots that got strike on. You can catch a shell on your crab pot, and that's got high as 7. And there's a plenty of shell. Maybe Jim Wilson needs some glasses or something. That's all I got to say.
Anyone else?
My name is Philip Williams. Like Owner Ray said, we worked there in 2013. The last day I dredged in Area 9, I was done at 8:30 with 24 bass of oysters. And everybody else was in the dock by 12 at the latest. Area 10, which is over to the Maryland line, if you leave the oyster there, the Marylanders instead of coming over and taking them hard, they could take them every day. We called the law and told them and everything to do nothing about it. That's all I got to say about that.
I'll note for the record here that there have been several Marylanders who have been arrested by the Marine Police and convicted. Is there anybody else in the audience that wishes to be heard? Please come forward, man.
My name is Melanie Bailey, and I'm from Sykes, too. My husband is a waterman, is 100% waterman, has been all of his life. My father worked for H.B. Drewer & Son. My cousin is Andy Drewer, who owns private ground right around these areas with Don Porter. Their oysters are plentiful. They have spat 9 and 10, as they said, the limits were caught. 8:30, my husband was done. We just don't understand why they will not even consider doing this and making our men have to go away to work. We just don't understand. The commission, last meeting, I believe it was four of you, asked them to please check it. And that was your words.
Anyone else?
My name's Thomas Pruitt. Have any of you ever been oyster dredging or crab potting or anything that y'all are up here making decisions about it on a daily basis or in places that we work every day? You take a man that comes up here for a few hours and can tell you something that we worked there all day. If I come to your house, would I know as much about your house in a few minutes as you would all day that you go there every day? That's our house. Next thing, all I hear is take, take, take from us. How are we going to provide for our families if you take from us? Have you got something to give us back? That's where we get it from. So what else? Where else can we get it if we can't go here and get it? Have you got those answers? That's all I have to say.
Anyone else? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
I had a question for Jim. I guess I'm confused, but the August commission meeting, we said that staff would go reevaluate the area 9 and 10. But were you saying that that was done December?
I mean, we had been over all that area, and it hadn't been any harvesting since then. So, I mean, no season had been there since then.
So 9 and 10 was surveyed in December 20. But area 12, what you had up there.
Area 11 is right here.
Area 11. You did go in recently.
Yeah, we went there Friday.
Friday and surveyed. So those numbers are more recent. The other numbers are from 2014.
They weren't any different than the ones we saw there.
Okay.
The fact is, we have a very big area here that we don't know where larvae come from that is depauperate right now and inset.
In area two.
Area two and area one that we're starting with has a very, I mean, it's almost no standing stock. I mean, we're going into an area with very little marketable product to go get this year, and not many smalls coming, and have many spats up there. So, I mean, this whole area that we're looking at is certainly receives spats up from somewhere. I mean, the broodstock is somewhere, and we don't know where it is. Most models that we hear about, I'm not a believer in models, but most models believe, you know, have the broodstock upstream coming downstream. You know, there's a small amount of oysters that can be taken there. I mean, nobody doubts that. The question is just what you're risking for future seasons in much bigger areas if you take the bird stock out.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. France.
Jim, what is this area that these ladies and gentlemen talk about? It hadn't been open for 30 years.
This little area right here, that area that we went and checked. But uh-huh. I felt like that would be the best one to check. It was sitting there, and I was hoping to find a great quantity of oysters there. And the densities are still very low, even in that area. And the densities would have to be low because there's no caution there. I mean, it's been so long. The bottom's good, but it's been, I mean, you can see caulch down underneath the surface, but it's way under, farther than you can get with a dredge.
So you checked it with Pat and tongs? And the major concern here is caulch. Is
major
that right?
Result, I mean, the idea when we opened 9 and 10 was that we would go back and reshell those that following spring, and then the replenishment committee decided, since barrels were coming across there, we should not replenish there. We should replenish further down in the sound, farther from the line, so we wouldn't have to worry about the poaching. So we have the investment in the shell there with no set. And so it's whether you take a chance on how many years can you go with no set for those wind bottom. You know, if it would
be separate, so it doesn't help to try to pull some of it out?
I mean, I don't know how we can prove that any more than we do with our rotation. The fact is, we're rotating these areas every other year, every third year, and we do not see any better spat set in the areas that are harvested than the areas that are not harvested. So, I mean, it should be a perfect experiment.
But it looks like in these areas, our culture is settling in the bottom.
There's just no culture up there. You got to get something to start with.
I know. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sit on the Tumble Grove Fisheries Committee. You know, we did a survey of a piece of ground across the river, Jones Shore, with patent tongs, and when we got the survey, it was little or nothing there. And we asked for a hand scrape survey and went back. And they asked us to work for 30 minutes, like we were working on a regular day, see how many we could catch, and we caught like 7 bushels in 5 minutes. And it can be a big difference between a dredge and what just a patent hog will tell you. I certainly think that maybe we owe it, you know, to the watermen in that area, maybe to take a look with a hand scrape and see what we could.
We do a dredge survey also.
You do? Okay.
Every fall we do a dredge survey.
Mr. Ballard.
I'm a little concerned about a couple things here, but one, I feel like we did have a specific direction to check 9 and 10 after the last meeting, and then these guys have come. Saxis is close to 3 hours away for 2 months in a row now, and we didn't get. So we checked 2, is that right? 12.
Yeah, we 12. Checked the 12. New shell plants.
Okay.
All the new shell plants.
Yeah. And my other concern is that if what they're saying is true and that Marylanders are coming down and harvesting these oysters anyway, the whole point of leaving them there is so that they'll be broodstock, but it doesn't sound like from their testimony that that's going to happen. If Maryland gets them, the broodstock's not going to be there.
Well, we hope to now get them all. I mean, the fact is that taking broodstock out, either way, I mean, it's against the law for them to do it. So we have to hope law enforcement watch that area. I mean, we were planning on going 2 days. We had a lot of boat issues, a lot of things to do. And so we had to make the best of a 12-hour day, you know, leave at 6, get back at 6, and hit as many of the important things we can. I mean, the most important issue up there is the fact that we're not getting spat set. I mean, that's our future. I mean, it's not, I don't know what you'd be taking out that may be critical to us getting back on our feet up there. I mean, there wasn't any reason in priority to check 9 and 10 because I know there is broodstock there in pockets, but when you go over the entire bar, densities are what we see. I mean, I can take our dredge and see and fill it too, but dredges are qualitative. Dredges are you work an area that you want to see that kind of stuff. If you go over the entire area with a dredge, they're not working in the areas that have low density. They go to the areas that are zero in with high density, just like us. We can zero in with the depth finder, see the rocks, and load a dredge. But you can't depend on a 1 or 2 acres when you need to know what the entire amount. I mean, that area, Public Ground 11, is 1,700 acres. So we covered it all over to see if there were pockets of orchards there that would be, you know, be able to take care of area 9 and 10, as well as provide the broodstock for the area 2 and 1. So it's a as much as you can get done and make the best analysis you can in the time we have.
Mr. France.
Yes, but there will be a fall dredge survey done of these areas?
Up there, we won't have a patent bomb survey up there. We do a dredge survey all the way on the bayside.
So there won't be a fall dredge survey?
I mean, we can go up there later and look, but it won't be early enough to do a season for this year. I mean, it would not tell us anything because we already know the fact is that there are hot spots there that have oysters on them. The dredge survey only tells you how fast you can catch oysters. It does not tell you the distribution nor the quantity, the absolute quantity on an area. It's only if you can, when you do it per meter, that you can calculate back to what's on an area. So and you know what the densities are. I mean, if an oyster, if you have 1,000 bushels over, you know, 1,000, I mean, hundreds of acres, and you can drag along and you can fill a dredge, well, if an oyster is here and an oyster is here, there's no fertilization efficiency there at all. One oyster will not, they release sperm and egg in the water, the tide's moving. If they're not side by side, they do not fertilize.
Just my last question would be, if there is a good spat set up there now from this summer, would it hurt then to take some of the larger oysters off?
If we find a good spat set up there? Yeah. I mean, I would have opened it had I seen a good spat set up there. I would have recommended opening it. But we didn't see that.
Last one.
Huh?
Last.
No, I mean, it's area 2 that's area a critical
two.
One. It's a much bigger area, many more acres of harvestable bar on area 2 than there is in 9 and 10.
Other questions from the commission? Matters before the commission.
Can I,
Mr. Erskine,
understand again what I have in front of me is to approve amendments and have a hand scrape season for 2 weeks, but the amended staff recommendation is to not have a season at all.
We set that out before.
Before, okay.
What's the will of the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Well, I guess there are a couple things here. Last month, you know, we had, I thought, clear, you know, kind of motion passed to go look at these areas, albeit with a patent tong, I understand, in areas 9 and 10. But we didn't do that. We're relying on December 2014. But we did look at area, I might have the number wrong, but area 11, area 11 that seemingly has more oysters than the dated survey of 9 and 10, if I understand it correctly. So I think there is some broader issue here, and that has to do with the survey methodology, and we've heard this before, I guess it's nothing new, but that we're using patent tongs and that there's other methods that may be more, or some feel that other methods, you know, should be used as well. And or I've heard that there should maybe be more of a collaborative effort between staff efforts and other observers or advisors, I guess, on the boat. Obviously, I know we have BIM's, you know, involvement in this as well, which is important. So I think, I don't know if this is something SMAC can look at, but talking a little bit more about the survey assessments in the future and open that discussion at SMAC, I think is part of the broader issue to finally determine, you know, we have the public saying one thing and we have staff saying something and I think there needs to be a better discussion about that, I guess, is what I'm saying. Before I offer a motion, I guess I'd be interested in other commissioners' perspective in this.
Mr. Tankard.
Well, it bothers me that the folks from Saxis, who are known to be good watermen, they know what they're doing up there. They talk about private grounds in the same areas having oysters. And that's something that I'm sort of having a hard time resolving that statement, which I think is probably true, with our finding that there's nothing up there. And, you know, in Saxis, that's what you do. You're on the water. I think it worries me not to have a season for Saxis. I don't want Mr. Linton to think we've forgotten about him, the state of Virginia. I'm reluctant to not have a season there, I can tell you that. But I don't know where to go from here.
Do we have a way of knowing what the private grounds are producing in that area?
We do have reports, and they're, you know, there's modest reporting, but the major difference, the two grounds that are reporting harvest are planting shelves, and we have not. Mr. Ballard.
I concur with Mr. Tankard, but see both sides of this, and I think what I keep coming back to is the decision not to replant shell on these grounds. And that, in a way, in my mind, we almost reached a crossing point there where we said these areas are really not going to be part of the rotational harvest. And I keep coming back to thinking that, all right, the broodstock might do a little bit of good. If there's not a whole lot there, is it going to do that much good? And in the meantime, we can, you know, have a season in Saxis, or at least a little bit of one, and allow, you know, those oysters to be harvested by Virginia watermen and not be poached by Maryland. So I think it's a tough issue. I just think we've reached a crossing point where we've got to look at the total pros and cons. And in my mind, even though it's not maybe not the best decision in the long run, we've just kind of reached that tipping point where we go with a little bit of short-term gain and, you know, hope that we've got broodstock and SPAC coming from some other sources, because if there's not any oysters there and Maryland takes the remaining broodstock, we're never going to get that long-term benefit.
Mr. France.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement there. The area that gets poached the most has a poaching problem. Why couldn't we just maybe open that area for just a small while and maybe give them some sort of season? Then we could assess that, and then we could look at the other area, whether we need to open that or just leave it like it is.
Mr. Cedra.
I think that's a great idea. That kind of helps put a more of an accurate assessment of what is out there. And which area is that we're talking about? The one you're talking about, is it nine? Or which area are you talking about?
Area 10 has got the most area along the line, but they both are along the line. I mean, that's...
How many acres is 10?
Oh, it's probably 1,200 acres.
And how about nine?
Probably somewhere. But they're not 1,200 acres of oysters.
Well, I understand that, but I'm hearing what these guys are saying, that there's oysters out there, and I think he's got a great compromise here, is that we're not going to open up all three areas, just open up one area, let's see what it looks like, and then go from there. If the data shows that our staff is right, we don't open that thing up anymore, and we're only looking at a two-week period here. And if they're fished out in 1 week, then close it, you know? But at least give them an opportunity to show us their side of the story. So I'd support his motion.
Excuse me, sir. The commission's trying to have a discussion.
You let him stand up here and tell
Until
he turned the whole situation around here.
Sir.
I'm part of sitting here for nothing.
Sir. Well, if that's the direction the commission wants to go, commission operates by motions.
Well, I'd make a motion then to open up area public ground number 10 for 2 weeks and then get an assessment. The commission or staff can decide the date and then assess that and go see where we go from there.
I second that.
So, motion by Mr. France, second by Mr. Miner here. The open area 10 for 2 weeks. Would you like to specify the date?
That was going to be my question. What date are you talking about? We do not have a November meeting. We have a December meeting. I'm pretty confident an assessment isn't going to be done before December. So you wouldn't be talking if public ground 10 looked like that had oysters on it, you'd be talking about opening area 9 as well. That wouldn't be until January or maybe February, I guess, right?
In the thing here, it's got for public ground, what was on it was from public ground 10 from November 30th through December 11th.
It public ground number 9 earlier.
And public ground 9 was earlier, so if we switch the dates to, so it would be November 16th as opposed to November 30th as the beginning of the season for public ground 10.
Commissioner.
Mr. Erskine.
Maybe I could suggest that you would open November 1st and then you give yourself a little more time to do a survey maybe and find out what's going on, unless there's a reason not to open November 1st, I guess. I mean, I know your recommendation was to not open at all. I understand that. But was there a reason against the date to not open November 1st?
Well, it always said that if we had these areas open, and again, the plan was from the beginning we'd open these areas, we'd start shelling them, and we would have them in the years that we had the lower area open, this would be open, so the guys wouldn't have to go out. So the thought would be that you'd be having them simultaneously, so you wouldn't be adding pressure to area 1 down mm-hmm. there. So that would make you start the season December 1st if you wanted to do the original plan for those areas up there. I had put it back to the latter part of those seasons just to try to stop people from running up there from the James like they did before. So it'd mostly be local people, I mean the ones that we advertised. If I figured towards the end of November, nobody's going to run up there from the James and try to take that away from them. November 1st, I think they will. I think you will have people from down other areas come there because they'll clean that area up first and they'll go back home.
Jim, when is the dredge season open there?
December 1st.
So why couldn't we open this piece like 2 weeks before the dredge? Then they could just go right from one into the other. And they wouldn't have that 2 week lapse there.
Well, that was the proposed season.
That's the proposed.
All right, so last we left it. It was a motion by Mr. France and a second by Mr. Miner to open Area 1 for 2 weeks.
Area 10.
Oh, excuse me, Area 10. Sorry. We've been at this since 9:30 this morning. Please cut us a break. Open Area 10 for 2 weeks and assess the results. Do you have a date for those 2 weeks?
AJ, did you have a date?
I was only asking about November 1st, that's all, because it gives you more time to assess, I guess, the results of that. But I understand where Jim was coming from, you know, as well. He was hoping to keep it more towards the local Saxis people versus, you know, getting James River guys running up there. I understand that as well. But it seems there's a lot of, from the people that testified from Saxis, they would prefer maybe November 1st, if I understand. So I'd make a friendly amendment to offer November 1st for the opening for 2 weeks.
Accepted.
Is that friendly amendment accepted by both accepted. The maker of the motion and the seconder of the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Does that be November 1st through to November 15th?
Mm-hmm.
November 1st to December.
I don't have a calendar in front of me here.
November.
Oh, that helped.
November 1st is a Sunday.
Okay.
The second week would end on the 13th. Or Friday.
About November 2nd.
Yeah, that gives us 2 weeks.
November 2nd to November 13th.
November 2nd to November 13th. Through November 13th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Mr. Ballard.
Discussion, I believe the motion was to open number 10 and then with some sort of mechanism to track how it went, and if well, then open number 9. My question is, what's that mechanism? How's that going to look?
Well, the only person that could do that would be Dr. Wesson.
I mean, we don't. There's not a question on the motion. Not a question of whether the oysters are there, so I don't know what we'd be assessing. We won't get mandatory reporting back that fast, and we'll be off in other areas doing stock assessment, so we don't really have a mechanism to do that. The only question is what the
oysters are. No, I would say that we will just have to just wait until it is assessed, rather than make an earlier rash decision.
All right, so the motion is for Mr. Francer, second by Mr. Miner here, to open Area 10 for 2 weeks, starting November 2nd through November 13th. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
No by Mr. Neal. The chair votes aye as well, with some reluctance and some trepidation here with what the findings are going to be here for the future. So the motion passes 8-1. And Mr. Neal voted no. Thank you all.